Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Jay Binkley joins us. Less than 12 hours or so later, whatever, Bink. One, did you sleep last night? And two, are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I went back and rewatched the draft because, you know, you're sitting there. Thinking about next pick.
Hold on.
Go back and kind of watch it. You can sit and kind of see what they're saying about different guys and stuff. So I went back and watched it. And no, I'm right there where I was yesterday. That is not a pick I would have made.
You said you rewatched the draft. Hold on. You got home at what, midnight? You rewatched like the Chiefs portion, or you went? Okay.
No, I pretty much watched most of it, and then I went on with Fesco and Dusty this morning.
So why do you hate it? What's the thing? Give me the three reasons you hate it the most.
Patellar tendon injuries. I mean, people act like this is an ACL. This can be worse than the ACL. This is not a common injury in the NFL. It is something you have to wait on, and I don't think the Chiefs are positioned to, quote, redshirt a player for this season. We all saw the Super Bowl. We all know what happened. We know this window is now. And yes, in 3 and 4 years, you have your tackle of the future, yeah. But are you going to have Kelce? Are you going to have others on this team? They're going to have to make a decision about whether to sign or not. And you don't know, because the NFL, man, it's one day you fall off the cliff. You can't always predict for the future. You have to play in the now. I just thought there's other better choices. I do like the fact they got the fifth from the Eagles. That was a con job right there. That was awesome by Veach doing that to the self-acclaimed best out there, Howie Roseman. That was awesome what Veach did. But no, not wild about it. I mean, here's the thing, man. So this guy plays at San Diego State. It was a right tackle. He transferred to Ohio State. He's pretty good last year, or better than good. But this year there were 6 games. He gets hurt in the 6th game. He's hurt in October. And all these people out there saying, oh, I love Josh Simmons. They're sitting at a water cooler. But, oh, man, I love this Josh Simmons pick. Really? Because guess what? He didn't play in the national title game. He didn't play in the playoffs. He didn't play down the stretch for a team that won the national title. Half these people couldn't even tell you what number he wore at Ohio State. And to say he's the best out there and all this, come on, man. I just think there's usury out there. The tackle from Minnesota, the Ruskin High School kid, if that's the direction you were going, I want something more surefire. Now, yeah, I think Juwan Taylor has to be on notice with this pick, even though that's a right tackle move, because it depends on how Jalen Moore works out or not. That is interesting. Also, the arm length. I mean, we could talk to her blue in the face in the arm length, right, and oh, you're a geek for looking at arm length, but you know what? They look at it, and Andy Reid looks at it. He has never drafted a lineman with shorter than 34 1/4 inch arms. He just did.
Right.
Jalen Moore, also less than 34-inch arms. It's a big reason why they hesitated to move Joe Tooney out to tackle, because he had 32 1/4-inch arms.
So I hear you on the injury thing. I think we both don't totally disagree. Like, that's the number one question with this pick is...
It's a big question. The faith, the NFL, that's a huge question.
Yeah, the faith that the Chiefs have in their medical staff, and we're going to find out if they're correct. They clearly are banking that they have ultimate confidence that he's going to be good to go. I'll disagree with you on one point, though, about the redshirt thing. I actually think up until 48 hours ago, Bink, nobody was really even considering Joshua Simmons as ready for training camp. That started in the last 24, 48 hours, I don't know, from his agent, and then you have the Chiefs last night saying, Andy Reid, quote, he'll be ready for training camp. That part of it is interesting. I'm still skeptical on that, but I'll be honest. Sure. I think they can afford for him to redshirt. I actually do believe that's fine because they have one more year of Juwan Taylor and then Jalen Moore. We're going to find out if he can play left tackle. And if he can't, then he's going to be the right tackle, in my opinion, in 2026.
And you do get that fifth-year option, so that part's good on it. But the Chiefs are redshirted guys in the past. I mean, Tano Passanio was a redshirt guy. Now, clearly, this is a first-rounder. I don't think you want a redshirt, a first-rounder, to be honest with you. Yes, he would have been drafted in the top 10. He was left tackle one at the beginning of the season. He's that good. He was that good of a player, left tackle one. But the bottom line is, and I know I throw it out there, 31 other teams pass on him. Well, they really did. But of the teams that took offensive linemen, they didn't go him. There's a reason. Other teams aren't that dumb. Yeah, there are some dumb teams out there, but not all of them. This guy almost slid out of the first round. And that's kind of a, really, do we really need to do this? And the fact, he was gone. He didn't play down the stretch, didn't play in the playoffs.
Right, we know,
in the title game. And people forget that. You know, I think because his dad played in Major League Baseball that all of a sudden we think the guy's going to be a pro.
I didn't know that, so that had no bearing on my – look, I'm admitting it's incredibly high risk, Bank. I'm not even arguing that point, but I actually think you're underestimating how stupid teams are. First, the top 10 teams were never going to take Simmons. That was never going to make any sense. Multiple quarterbacks outside of that. All right, we're down with 20 teams. At least half of those are run by idiots.
There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. I mean, there was a ton of people selling themselves on Clyde Edwards-Helaire the next day.
Yeah, no, I don't think people are saying it's 100% going to work out, Bank. I mean, I think there's a lot of risk, but also a very high ceiling what Josh Simmons. Saying. How much is it, real quick, we've had you on, for the last couple of months, off and on. You guys have been doing the great work with Character Concerns. I heard your live reaction. I heard Chris's live reaction. Luther Burden was on the board there. Yeah. How much is the dislike of this pick you truly thinking there was no way they were going to take him, and also you guys both desperately wanted Luther Burden?
Well, I really didn't think they'd take Simmons. Again, there was other offensive linemen there I would have considered. But, yeah, Burden is a guy I would have considered because, yeah, I do like Kyle Williams a ton, Ty Felton, like Royals, like Cody likes. There's a bunch of receivers, Almanor from Stanford. I really like a lot of these receivers. But Burden's the best slot receiver in this draft. And he's going to make a team very happy. Just watch the game film. Like, it's enough about reading expert picks. Don't forget, all these clowns on ESPN were trashing the Mahomes pick. Don't forget, Shannon Sharp, all of them were just trashing the Mahomes pick. It's never going to work out. Deshaun Watson should have been the guy. And you know, a lot of fans said the same thing. They really did. So you can't always go by what they say. But, you know, I might have gone a different direction of offensive line or Luther Burden. I specifically would have gone Luther Burden in this situation. We had this, you know, we do the mocks and all that. We get to that point, oh, man, Luther Burden's still on the clock. What do we do? We had to make the decision and take him. You heard Mahomes yesterday talking about throwing the ball downfield and spreading it out. Andy Reid's talking about going downfield. They're talking about putting points on the barrel. Well, you're not going to do that by redshirting your tackle. You're not going to do it. To do it, you need quality wide receivers. Then don't give me they have Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice and all this nonsense. Because guess what? They both got hurt early in the season. You didn't have either.
All right, Bink. We appreciate the time.
I was going to ask him one more question.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Who do you want them to take today? Yeah, How about that?
What do you want to have happen tonight so we don't have you on Monday's show upset about their next couple picks?
Who would make you happy tonight?
Well, the guy that I think Alex Golden likes the best, Dylan Sampson. I mean, I think we're lockstep in that one, Golden.
I do like that pick. I'd be very, very happy.
Obviously, Kyle Williams, a wide receiver I like. Ty Felton, kind of that'll be more of a Saturday pick. But as far as tonight, maybe a Kyle Williams in that direction. Joshua Farmer, one of the defensive tackles I really like out of Florida State. Longest arms in the draft, even though he's a defensive lineman. But it does still matter. But he's Joshua Farmer for sure as well. But the second and third round are awesome. I mean, tonight's a great night. I mean, the board resets and all that. Hey, let me just put it this way, Alex. One thing. Like a Corvette Z06, what do they run for? $135,000?
I don't have any idea. Who knows that?
Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. I'm with you.
Well, the Corvette Z06, that is a prime car, man. Uh-huh. You know, Josh Simmons was a prime tackle. You know what happens when you drive that Corvette off the lot and you get in a big-time wreck? Because the patellar injury is not an easy injury. That's a big-time wreck. Where does the value of that car go, Alex?
Yeah, but
the difference is
he
a little more risky to buy that Z06 knowing it could crap on you at any point.
I get where you're going, but I actually think the example would be that this Corvette already wrecked and now it's fixed and I'm getting a better deal. It already lost its value.
I didn't have to pay MSRP. I got it for the used car price.
I have
the
Carfax report on Joshua Simmons, and they fixed it, and I'm getting it way cheaper. I'm not buying it at the same price.
How do you know it's fixed?
That's the risk, but I'm getting it a lot cheaper.
25 pounds gold.
There's a chance.
I can do that when I
the engine might
the
knock in a few months. I don't know.
There's also a chance that for 5 to 7 years, that baby's running smooth and I got it cheap.
You know what? And there's a chance the wheels fall off my independent.
Vink. Appreciate it, man. Get some rest.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.